Kathleen is in Lowestoft. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello. Now, I've got a question. I understand about allergies, how people can become allergic to things as they go along in life. But what I'd like to know is, how can a baby be born that is allergic to breast milk and all forms of milk? What happens?
Hello, Kathleen. Well, you shouldn't have a baby that's allergic to breast milk, because breast milk has proteins in it that we make in our own body, and therefore it's very difficult to be allergic to things like that. Breast milk is a pretty special mixture. You do get babies that won't breastfeed properly, and so parents then, in frustration, turn to bottled feeds because the baby needs the energy and the baby's not growing fast enough. So you put the baby on bottled feeds to try and get the baby growing a bit quicker, and then the baby shows an allergic reaction to what's in the bottled feeds. And that's because bottled milk does contain cow's milk proteins. As you know, milk, the bulk of what we get in milk is things like calcium plus protein, and the body can recognise the cow's milk proteins as being foreign. That's one reason. Another thing that is in milk is lactose. And humans have evolved not necessarily to eat milk. And so some people have, especially people who are white and from Albert of the world, actually may have a thing called lactose intolerance. And this is where they can't make an enzyme, which is normally expressed in the intestine and breaks down lactose, which is a sugar. It's two glucose molecules stuck together. They lack an enzyme, lactase, which will break those molecules apart. And so the lactose carries on down the intestine and it pulls water into the intestine, causing bloating and diarrhea-like symptoms, and that's lactose intolerance. And people who eat a lot of milk or dairy products, if they overdo it and they have that particular deficiency, will get those symptoms. So that's another reason why a baby might be intolerant. Some babies are just very allergic to things, and some of the other things we were discussing earlier with things like having lots of antibiotics or having a cesarean section can make some people more prone to develop more allergies as they go along. But thank you very much for the question. You're listening to The Naked Scientist. It's Chris Smith, Dave Ansell, and our special guest this week, Susie Lishman, who's a pathologist, and that's because it's the launch of National Pathology Week this week. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them in, tweet @Naked Scientist, or send us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com.